Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us from the Civil Air Patrol. They're going to be sponsoring a program here in the area, going to allow folks to get rid of some of the things that maybe just clutter up the closets and the back rooms and things, clunky things that no longer work or you just don't have any use for anymore, but you just don't know how to get rid of them. Doug Rozelle is with us along with Jason Erickson. They're both involved in the Civil Air Patrol program, and I want to thank you both for being here. Doug, I know you sent out a little press release to us about some of the activities that are coming up here on October 27th. Can you explain what's happening?
Right. Yeah, the Civil Air Patrol from 4 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, the 27th of October, is going to be hosting an e-waste disposal, as you alluded to, here at the American Legion Memorial Building, 201 Poplar in Atlanta. And it really is it's something unlike what we normally do. It's not aerospace education. It's not cadet programs per se or emergency services. It's really an outreach to the community because we've been here since May, but we really want to do more for the community, and this seems like an opportunity and a venue for that. And Jason has a lot of the IT and electronic experience that will make this work for us.
Yeah, you bet. Jason, let me point to you then real quick. Why this type of program? How'd you settle on this?
It basically allows us to help out the community over here. Jess, my wife, owns the IT company over there, so she thought it would be a good idea to bring it over to Atlantic, offer it to the community, and it just really helps get all those old computers, old monitors out of people's closets and into proper disposal facilities like they should be.
Sure. Before we get into the specifics about what you can and can't dispose of, because this is a valuable program, people really tend to jump at these things to get rid of some of that stuff they're not sure how to get rid of otherwise. I want to ask you, Doug, how does this fit the mission of the Civil Air Patrol? How does this particular program help out what you're trying to do?
Well, it's really trying to reach out to the community. Again, it's not aerospace education or emergency services or all those things. All that Civil Air Patrol is increasingly on a national level, especially getting into more of the IT, more of the cyber environment and education, those sorts of things. Really what we are is, because if we talk about the community service, you know, we say we're the Southwest Iowa Composite Squadron, and we're here in Atlantic. But it really is the Southwest Iowa community. I mean, the squadron was here years ago. It moved to Red Oak, came back. And so we maintain those associations. But it's really open to members, young people and adults from throughout Southwest Iowa, in the same way that this service extends to those folks, you know, on the 27th.
Mm-hmm. And the youngsters that are involved in the Civil Air Patrol, the teenage members, they're going to be a big part of this.
Absolutely. They're going to be doing, I hope, the lion's share of the lifting, you know. But they're not particularly young, but not particularly old either, 12 to 18. Most of them, I'd say, are probably closer to 16 as far as the cadets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then there's some of us who are a little bit more mature on the senior member side.
Absolutely. And they're all excited about this?
Yeah, very much so. We've been continuing to reach out to the chamber and others for different venues where we can volunteer. You know, because we can't always do lots of fundraisers. We don't necessarily always need to do fundraisers, not that we would turn away anything like that. But, you know, whether it's helping serve somewhere, we're hoping to have a vehicle in the Fireman's Parade on homecoming weekend on the 10th of October. But we're up for really anything that gets us out and doing things, because that's one of the things that the kids, really the adults, want to do is get out and do something. We just don't want to wait for a regular meeting and just do regular meeting stuff.
Absolutely. Well, you're here. You might as well be visible while you're here, too. And I guess the e-disposal opportunities are a pretty good deal. E-waste, E standing for electronic, and that can mean a lot of things, right, Jason?
That's correct. It's primarily going to be we're not going to be taking appliances or anything like that. It's going to be your home electronics, you know, old cell phones, your laptop computers, your old tablets, any of the old handheld devices, that kind of deal. That falls under e-waste. Generally, if there's some kind of computer tie-in, that's where you figure out whether it's e-waste or not. But like I said, we're not going to be taking appliances by any means. We will actually consider taking CRT, which are the big glass tubes that everybody remembers from the good old days. But there is a fee for those tubes. It's just because they're a very difficult process to recycle those tubes. But everything else is free. I mean, this is a good way to get rid of it and not clutter up the landfill with a bunch of electronics.
Mm-hmm. But even the CRT tubes, it looks like those, it's a relatively small fee, isn't it?
Right, $5.
Yeah, I think we can all afford that. If we're going to get rid of something like that, I think we would expect that that would be pretty easy to do at that rate. But specifically, are there things that you're that people shouldn't bring? You mentioned large electronic appliances, things like that. You're not looking to be a white goods type of thing.
No, by all means. It's going to be anything that you could look at and say, well, if it's in your kitchen, it's not something we're going to help you take care of. Unfortunately, that's just not under our bailiwick. It needs to have circuit boards in it. It needs to have those kind of components in order to qualify as electronic waste. Anything that we've seen in the past, like I said, our biggest problem is people try to give us microwaves, people try to give us fridges. Unfortunately, we can't take those. We just don't have a recycling facility for those. Best recommendation for those kind of things is to get in hold of your local sanitation folks, and mm-hmm. they'll tell you the proper way and proper place to take those to get rid of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And when folks bring those things in, some of these things are not going to be workable items anymore. They're computers that have crashed or locked up or something, whatever. Some of these things might be refurbishable type products. They might be reusable. Is it all just going to be recycled, or are there opportunities elsewhere?
No, all these are going to be recycled. The company we're dealing with does not rebuild the computers and that kind of deal. In fact, their entire purpose is just destruction and recycle. There's data concerns and that kind of deal, and by just doing a flat, we're going to destroy everything rule, mm-hmm. it makes sure that the data that's on those drives and chips and that kind of deal get destroyed permanently and can't be accessed by anyone.
I suppose that's an important point for folks, too, to make sure that they understand that, nobody's fishing around for their data and what might be left over on a computer. It all gets destroyed.
Yeah, it's all going to be destroyed. Nobody's going to be searching your hard drive looking for, grandma's pictures or anything like that. We're going to be getting rid of all that. So, it's a good way to make sure that it – one, your data's safe. I mean, people put a lot of information on their computers, and if you don't make sure that data's gone, you never know who's walking through the landfill and say, hey, a neat old computer, and all of a sudden they find your QuickBooks. So, which is not a good day.
No, it's not. I don't know how much you're prepared for. How much can you handle? Because, there's a lot of this stuff floating around out there.
From what we understand, we're basically unlimited. So if we have to fill up the armory here, we will. Mm-hmm. And the company will make multiple trips and just get it all hauled away.
Sure.
So we're hoping to do this about once a year. So this first year, we expect a huge influx. And then maybe on the following years, it'll be less and less. But, it's stuff that, I looked around my house, and I have a lot of old electronics floating in my house. So, yeah, it's a good way to get rid of them, get them off of your shelves, out of your junk drawers. And, we'll take as much as shows up.
Isn't it amazing? We've only had these things around for maybe 15 or so years, realistically, and boy, we accumulate a lot of that stuff sitting around. The drawers are full. The closets are full. These are big programs. These are expensive programs. I mean, this is a real service you're providing, Doug.
Well, yeah, it is. And thanks to people like Jason who've got to know how to make it work. I mean, I'm just old enough to remember that. Oh, I had a Smith Corona typewriter once. I don't think we're recycling those, but
no.
So I'll defer to the younger crowd on that. But I have some things that I could sure stand to bring in. We tend to like, oh, this computer crashed or this won't work. Well, what are we going to do with it? Well, I can't throw it away. Well, so it's sitting in my pantry.
Right.
Well, that's probably not the best place for it.
No, absolutely not. I want to talk Civil Air Patrol before we're finished here, because this is who's providing the service for folks. Part of this is to help the community. It's outreach. But part of outreach also is advertising, getting your name, getting yourselves visible out there. It's all about recruiting and seeing if there are more people that would like to be involved in the program. This is a great opportunity for that.
Yeah, it's absolutely a pitch, but it's more than that, because it really is a community service. We have the opportunity to do both. And my son is a member of Civil Air Patrol, and a number of his friends are too, and it's been great to see them develop, because it's not just about belonging to a club. I mean, they're learning things that I, having worked in the emergency management profession for years, have learned. They're learning about the incident command system. They're learning about NIMS and NRF. We're learning about, okay, what does a community emergency response team do? What are the opportunities in that? What are the opportunities from a Civil Air Patrol to learn about aviation? Do they want to pursue an Air Force career? Do they want to look at something in avionics, either as a career or just as a hobby? A number of people have interest in learning to fly. Mm-hmm. We don't have certified pilot trainers, but, we're doing some outreach and collaborating with those folks. Mm-hmm. There are some scholarship opportunities. There are a number of Civil Air Patrol alumni, so to speak, who've had those Air Force Academy appointments. So there are a number of benefits to it. But I think it's a great sense of belonging. I got trapped into it because I'm a dad and I want to be involved in what my son did. Mm-hmm. And, well, there's a little bit of mission creep with that now that I have, you know, my own duties and responsibilities. But I can't say enough about the organization. Coming in, you know, from a military background, an Army background, it's way different. But it is that good hybrid mix of it. It's kind of military, but it's very much a volunteer organization. Very much a community and youth-based organization, and that's what the cadet programs are all about, is developing them and making them hopefully more contributing members of society.
You bet.
Well, if youngsters or their parents would like to learn more about the programs and the opportunities that are offered, how would they find out?
Well, right now the easiest way is to go to www.gocivilairpatrol.com. That gives you kind of the blanket overview of the organization. We also do have a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Southwest Iowa Composite Squadron. That gives you really a pretty good idea about who we are and how to reach us, and that's the best way. We also do meet every Tuesday here at the former National Guard Armory at 201 Poplar in Atlantic from 6 to 8 p.m., and visitors are always welcome.
Excellent. And you could always stop them. You'll see them in the Fireman's Parade. You could always stop them afterward and ask them, hey, how do I get involved in something like this, right?
Right, or stop them at school. That's one of those things, you know, we made the move from Red Oak, really very close to the end of the school year. So there wasn't a lot of that outreach opportunity before school broke for the summer. And, well, we know what happens during the summer.
Yeah, we all spread out. Very good. Well, I guess right now the important thing is to gather up all those old electronics we never use, Jason, and get ready to bring them down.
Yep, please bring them down. Get them out of your closets. You know, we'd love to see you down here, and we'll be happy to take those old electronic beeping devices off your hand.
Excellent. Again, that event will be Tuesday, October 27th from 4 to 8 p.m., and that'll be held at the American Legion Building here at 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Doug, Jason, thank you so much, and good luck with the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.